Let's get an update now on a terrorism trial taking place in New Jersey. Five men accused of plotting to attack Fort Dix are on trial. The outcome may hinge on the testimony of a key government informant. He is Mahmoud Omar, an Egyptian national with a dubious past. Prosecutors say he helped prevent a terrorist attack, and the defense says, well, there was no conspiracy except for the one Omar tried to create. Joel Rose reports.
Over the 14 months he worked with the FBI, Mahmoud Omar recorded hundreds of hours of conversations with the defendants.
This is Special Agent Jack Ryan. I'm here with Mahmoud Omar. It is now 7:46 p.m. on August 1st, 2006.
From there, Omar heads off to talk with Mohammed Schnur, one of the so-called Fort Dix Five. Their conversation ranges from car repair to the injustices faced by Muslims around the world. Both men express admiration for Osama bin Laden. Finally, Schnur says this in Arabic. Translation, if you want to do anything, there is Fort Dix. Here, Mahmoud, I am not exaggerating how easily you can strike an American base. 10 days later, Schnur and Omar drove to Fort Dix. This time, the FBI was watching and listening as Schnur and Omar talked about using rocket-propelled grenades in a possible attack.
So there's no way around getting Muslim that has the RPGs.
No attack ever took place, but these recordings are now at the heart of the government's case against Schnur and four other men charged with planning an attack on the military base. They're all foreign-born Muslims in their 20s who grew up together near Philadelphia. They were arrested in May of last year. But according to defense attorneys, there was no conspiracy, which is why Mahmoud Omar had to invent one.
It's critical to look at who made these recordings.
Rocco Cipirone represents Mohammed Schnur. Cipirone doesn't deny that his client talked about a possible attack on Fort Dix, but Cipirone says even Omar refers to himself in the recordings as, quote, the brains of the operation.
Omar was really more than a bump on a log or a fly on the wall in a room. He was directing and shaping these conversations and manipulating them, is our contention, in a way that made things look differently than they are. And he's the kind of person who had the knowledge and past history to try to do that.
Before working for the government, Mahmoud Omar pleaded guilty to bank fraud. He was facing possible deportation when the FBI recruited him in 2006. Since then, Omar has been paid more than $200,000 for his cooperation. The jury has heard a lot about Omar's criminal past, right down to the fact that he smoked marijuana a few days before the trial. Prosecutors declined to be interviewed for this story, but they've defended Mahmoud Omar's credibility in court, saying the FBI needed an informant the defendants would trust. Temple University law professor Edward Olbaum says it's an argument that's familiar from mob prosecutions.
There was a prosecutor in Philadelphia many years ago who used to say, if the defendants had conspired with the Bishop of Boston, I would have brought you the Bishop of Boston. But this is the kind of individual with whom the defendants are conspiring, and therefore we brought him.
Even prosecutors may be relieved when Mahmoud Omar is off the witness stand. Earlier this week, he said two of the defendants were not aware of the plot to attack Fort Dix, as the government now alleges. Omar's testimony is expected to conclude next week. For NPR News, I'm Joel Rose in Philadelphia.